Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that the kashrus of a sukkah is created by the tzel. And the psul of the sukkah is because there is a lack of tzel. It's not the chama that passes the sukkah, but it's the lack of tzel that passes the sukkah. So we have to understand then, how can Rashi say that the rov when the rov chama is header, it's just a lack of tzel, and you don't find that a lack of something creates bittel. You only find that something positive in itself creates bittel, but not the lack of something. For example, if you have a rov sanhedrin, paskins one way, and the miut paskins the other way. So the rov is mevatel the miut. Or if you have a Isser, Shanafel, Machel, Heter, and there's Rov Machel, Heter, so the Rov Machel, Heter is Mevatel, Isser. So there, Metzius is Mevatel, of Rov is Mevatel, the Miut. But here, the Rov is Chama, which is not a Metzius, because it's not the Chama that passes the Sukkah, it's the fact that there isn't Tzeah. In order for it to be a kosher Sukkah, it needs to be Rov Tzeah. Al Shem Hatzchach. The sukkah is called Al-Shem Aschach Kori Sukkah. It's called Al-Shem Dischach, which creates the tzeil. So it's the shay that creates a kosher sukkah. And it's the lack thereof that's a psul. So how does a lack thereof create bittel? Bittel is only created by a metzius, not by a lack of a metzius, not by a herder metzius. But MS, the Ran in our Sigya writes that you can't explain that the rov amegule, that the majority that is exposed, is mevatel the miut hamasukah, because we see in sukkah daf chov beis amid beis that our mishnah is talking about where the schach on top is 50-50. It's half schach, half not schach, and parutz ka'omid. Just on the bottom, it's going to be chamsa meruba. There's going to be more sun than shade, as the Gemara there explains. So it emerges that legabe the schach itself, you can't say that it's batel b'miut, because the schach is not the miut. The schach is 50-50. So the Ran says that you can't say that the rov hamagula is mevatel the miut hamasukach, because it's really 50-50 when it comes to the schach. Rather, the bittel is on the shade, down below. But then you get back to our question. If the sun doesn't pass the sukkah, just the lack of shade does, so how does the rov of lack mevatel a miut of a metzius? And not only that, but we also have another kasha that we don't find a concept of bittel when the miut is nicker. And here the miut atzel is nicker, it's recognizable, so how's that going to be bittel? And similar to this, asked the Taz in Aruch Chaim and Tafresh Lamed Beis, and that it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if there is schach pasul, pachos mikimot tvachim, mitztaref lahashlem shiur sukkah. That if there is schach pasul, less than kimot tvachim, so that can join and complete the requisite shiur of the sukkah, that since it's a davar muat, it's commanda lesa. And the Levush explains that it's not there. The Levush explains that the miut ha-pasol is batal etzel ha-schach ha-kosher. The minority of schach pasol is nullified by the majority of schach kosher. Like every isser that's misbatal the heter, and there the isser transformed to heter. So the question is, if the miut is nicker, we don't say bittel. So how can you say that if there's schach pasul, pachos migimot tfachim, there's going to be bittel? When the miut of schach pasul is nicker, so the Chasam Sofer explains, and as that goes to the Shulchan Aruch, that the bittel is only down below, in the tzel, and there the psul is not nicker. In other words, the bittul is not in the schach above. In the schach above, where you have schach pasul, that's not where there's bittul. There's bittul down below. So down below, what do you have? You have shade. And this shade is partly created by tzel pasul, and partly created by tzel kosher, by kosher shade and unkosher shade. So it's not nikkur, which is from the kosher shade, which is from the non-kosher shade, and therefore we say bittul. So the svar of the Chasam Sofer is shayich only in a case where there's a mixture of schach kosher and schach pasul, and they both create shade. And it's not nikkur, it's not recognizable, which is the shade of the kosher and which is the shade of the pasul. That we say that the tzel that comes from the pasul, from the schach pasul, is misbatel, is nullified by the shade that comes from the schach kosher. But in our case, where it's chamsim ruvim mitzilsa, because there's no schach at all in the place where it's chamsim ruba, and the tzel comes from the schach, so how's bittul shaykh? The tzel, the shade, is recognizable. Say, so how can you say bittul? Eich tevatel miut tzel barov chama. How can the miut tzel be batel barov chama when the miut is nikkur? It's recognizable. So it would appear that what Rashi means is when he says hamiu hamuat batel barov, that sikuch, that this shade, this covering that makes shade, is called proper schach only if it's rov mechuse and there's tzel berubo. But if the tzel is only b'miyuto, berubo, nira chama besocho, you see mostly sun, it's as if there's no sikuch at all. Mashalamad davredome, if you have a house, that has a roof, and the roof has a lot of holes, and the rain falls into the house. Can you say that it has a covering? This is not a covering, because the rain is falling into the house. So the roof is not an effective roof. So here also, the gabi the sukkah, if it's not rove, then that's not a proper tzel, what good is it? If it's mostly sun, so then we say that the miut tzel is not effective at all, it's useless. And therefore, it's considered batel. Now, it's not literal. It's not necessarily a halachic case of bittul. But in the mitzvahs, it's meaningless, because to have a proper covering means, says Rashi, that it's mostly covered. And if only a minority is covered, that's not considered a proper covering. So it's as if there's no shade at all. So we're not coming here midine bittul barov, because the miut is nikkur. If the miut is nikkur, you can't say bittul barov. But rather, we're coming midin acher. We're coming midin hametzius. It's because it's not useful for us, this tzel, if it's only a miut. So that's what Rashi means. And another possibility in Rashi, who says that al shem aschach karui sukkah, is that Rashi's telling us that chamsa merubim mitzilsa passes only in the schach. If it's more sun than shade, it passes only in the schach and not on the walls. Because we see in Sukkah of Zayin Amid Beis that chamsa, that if it has to be more shade, then more sun than shade, because of the schach, in order to be pasul, not because of the walls. But if it's because the sun gets through the walls, that doesn't pasul the openings in the walls. That doesn't pasul the sukkah, because al shem eschach kari sukkah, because it's al shem the schach that the sukkah is called, and not al shem the defanos, and therefore the sun coming through the defanos doesn't bother us, only through the schach. Okay, terrific. So we will now move on. The Kilas Yaakov writes that chamsa meruba mitzilsa is pasul, it's not midin bittul barov, but rather midin rubo kekula. And that's how he deals with the question of how can you possibly say that there's bittul here when the miud is nicker. You have a miud of shade, which is recognizable. So how do you say bittul? The answer is we're not coming within bittul barov, but rather rubo kakulo. Like, for example, you have shchitas rov simanim, rubo kakulo. That you shechted most of the simanim of the animal, and even though you can see what wasn't shechted, it doesn't matter. Because rubo kakulo is even if the miut is nicker. Only when you're talking about bittul, nullifying something else there, you say the miut can't be nicker. But if you're talking about most is like all, rubo kakulo, then we can say that if the miut is nicker, we're still going to say rubo kakulo. So here it's mostly sun, and therefore the sukkah is pasul. And so too, if it's omed merubah al haparutz, if you have a wall, and it's mostly walled in, and there's only a minority of the breach, so even though the breach is recognizable, nevertheless, we say rubo kakulo. Because rubo kakulo, even if it's nicker, you still say rubo kakulo, whereas when it comes to bittul barov, there the miud can't be nicker, but here Ram Barashi is talking about rubo kakulo. However, says Marina Ravena Rav Nosson Zatzal, it would appear that by Chamsim Rubin Tzilsa, you can't say rubo kakulo like the stipler wanted to say. They lived a block away. They lived on Rechov Rashbam, the stipler Zatzal, and Rav Nosson lived in Rechov Dvorah Neviya, which I think is two parallel streets, one right next to the other. So by Chamsim Rubin Tzilsa, you can't say rubo kakulo. And in order to explain this, first I have to reference the Tosas in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Nistak. That shofar shenistak l'archol pasul is rak benistak al penei kol arko merosh about sofar. That if it was cracked in its length, the sukkah's pasul, it only means the entire length. So you see that if it's nistak rak rubo, it's kosher. If only most of the shofar was cracked, then it's kosher. Only if it's completely cracked, all the length, then it's pasul. So is Mashman Rashi there, that nistak means kulo. However, the Rabbi Magid says that even rov is enough, rov sedek. L'choroshitas, Rashi v'tosis requires an explanation. Because we always say rubo kakulo, why don't we say if it's cracked in the majority, so therefore it's considered cracked in the whole thing. So it would appear that this klal of rubo kakulo is only in something where the rov has a din Torah, that be'emes b'mitzios, rubo is not kakulo. But rather, Torah says that whenever we require kulo, the rov is kakulo. And if so, this klal is only shayach, where the rov has some sort of din Torah, because the makor of this is in Nazir, that it says by a Nazir, you can prove from Nazir that rubo is kikulo, because by a Nazir we require that all the hairs are shaved off of a Nazir, and if two hairs are left, then lo asu v'lo klum. And that means normally rubo kakulo is doraisa. From the fact that the Torah is megala gabe nazir, that it has to be complete, that we don't say rubo kakulo, that it has to completely be shaved. So that means that normally rubo kakulo is enough. Because there's a special gili by nazir that you need kulo. So in mele normally rubo kakulo is enough. Now in giluach nazir, also mitzvah it's talking about there, there's a din Torah, because the mitzvah to shave, the nazir and the mitzvah, there we say that if rov giluach shel mitzvah was done, it's as if the whole mitzvah was done. Rubo kakula. If not for the gilui and the pasuk, that you need the whole thing. So too, if you shechted rov shnei simanim, it's rubo kakula. Because on shchitas rov simanim, there's a din Torah of shchita. And therefore we say rubo kakula. And so too, mechitza, there's a din on the rov that's standing. And therefore we say rubo kakula. But shofar shenistak, the tzedek has no din psul. Just the Torah says to be tokeh b'shofar shalem. Chazal were makabel that shofar shel Torah is a shofar shalem. And when it's cracked, it doesn't have a shem shofar pasul. It's just like a piece of a wood or a piece of stone. It's not a shofar at all. Because we don't find that the Torah pasul is a shofar shenistak. So therefore, since there's no din Torah on a crack, that it has some sort of chalos psul, so mimele, we don't say rubo kakulo, because rubo kakulo just means rubo kakulo is when the rov has a din Torah, and therefore that din is chal on the whole thing. But if there's no din on the rov, there's no special din on nistak, so you don't say rubo kakulo. Just if the whole thing is nistak, then it's like a piece of wood. That's why Tosfos Rashi hold that Nistak doesn't pass the shofar unless it's Bekula or not Beruba. So we can say the same thing by Chamsa Meruba. Can't say Ruba Kukula. Because Chama Besuka is not an active psul, it's a chesaron and hechsher, like we spoke about in the previous shiur. It's just a lack of kashrus. Because the Torah says that you need shade. Like Rashi says, Al Shem Eschach Kare Sukkah. And therefore, if it's Chamsa Meruba, you can't say Ruba Kukula. Because on Chamsa, there's no chal of a chalos of a psul of HaTorah. The Torah doesn't pass the Chama. The Torah just says you need shade. But since the Torah doesn't pass the Chama, since the Torah doesn't pass the Chama, we can't say Ruba Kukula. So if it's Tzil Sama Ruba Mechamsa, you can say Ruba Kukula. Because the Tzil has a Shem Kashrus. But Chamsa Ruba Tzil, so you can't say Ruba Kukula. Because the Chama doesn't have a Shem Pasel, it's just a lack of Hechsher. And therefore, it's difficult to say, like the Stipe wanted to say in Rashi, that we're coming here Medin Ruba Kukula. However, we still have to explain what it says in Sukkah Daf Tes Amid Beis, that Sukkah Sherubo Kosher and Meyuto Schach, if it's mostly Rubo Schach Kosher, Meyuto Schach Pasul, it's Kosher. What's the case? What's the case? That you have mostly Schach that's detached, and then you have a little bit of Schach that he lowered the branches and he mixed it with the kosher schach, and the branches are still connected to the tree, which is connected to the ground. So it's batel. And Rashi explains that you can't see it. Since you can't see it, it's batel barov. So ask the Kilos Yaakov, if we're coming midin bittel barov, then why does Rashi say that you can't see the schach pasul because it's mixed in? If we're coming midin, ruba kukulo, it doesn't matter whether or not that you can see the miut. If we're coming midin bittel barov, then the miut can't be nicker. But if you're coming within Rubo Kukulo, the miyut's allowed to be nicker. There's no problem if the miyut is recognizable. So why does Rashi say that if it's Rov Schach Kosher and miyut Schach Pasol, Vein Nirim Ba'ayin, you can't see the Schach Pasol because it's mixed in with the Schach Kosher. You can't tell which is which. And the stipler learns that it's coming within Rubo Kukulo. But if it's Midin Ruba Kukulo, who cares if you see the miut? That shouldn't bother us. So it would appear, say another yisod in Din Ruba Kukulo, you can only say Ruba Kukulo where the miut is a chisaron hechsher, it's a lack of hechsher. Like for example, by a nazir, you have to shave his hair. And what you didn't shave is a lack of hechsher, it's not a psul, it's a lack of hechsher. So there, if not for the gili and the pasuk, you can say ruba kukula. Or shechting shnei simanim. So if you shecht rov shnei simanim, so what you didn't shecht is a lack of hechsher. It's not a psul. It's just you weren't machshir by not shechting the miut. And therefore you say ruba kukula. But by sukkah, that it's rubo schach kosher. And miut schach pasul, the schach pasul isn't a miut hechsher. The schach pasul is an active psul. It's because it's creating tzeil. But it's creating tzeil pasul. Since it's creating tzeil pasul, we can't say ruba kukula. Ruba kukula is only shaykh if it's a miut. If it's a miut, if the miut is a lack of hechsher, but not if the miut is an active psul. And here, the miut is an active psul because it's making tzeil pasul. And therefore, Rashi says that miut schach pasul ain nirim be'ayin. You can't see the schach pasul. And the mele, it's batul midin bitul barov, not midin ruba kukula. Midin bitul barov. And even though the miut is a psul bekum vaaseh, it's an active psul, it doesn't bother us. It's just like an avail is an active psul, but if it falls into rov kasher, then it's kasher. But ruba kukula isn't shayach, because you can't say ruba kukula if it's an active psul. We have a similar idea in Zvachim, Daf Gimel. Mina machrev ba, lo mina loy machrev ba. That if you have kavana for another animal of kachim, that's machrev. But not if you have kavana for chulin, that doesn't ruin the shchita. And so too, if you have sale puzzle. Tzel pasul is machrev the tzel kosher. Tzel pasul ruins the tzel kosher, that mixture. You can't say to go after the rov, ruba kukula. But chama, which isn't tzel at all, there possibly you could say ruba kukula. And that's why, like we said before, when there's rov chama and miut sale, we don't say ruba kukula. Because you can't say ruba kukula if it's a chisar and hechsher. But if it's rov sale and miut chama, there you can say ruba kukula. Because the chama, because the sale is a metzius, and that metzius is mevatel the miut of chama. And the miut of chama isn't pasul tzel. If it was pasul tzel, then you couldn't say ruba kukula. But since it's not pasul tzel, the chama, it's not disqualified shade. But rather, it's something different. Therefore, we can say to different min. Therefore, we can say that Rubo Kukula. Okay, there is a lot more to talk about, obviously. It's a huge topic, but we will, Mirtz Hashem, hopefully continue in future shiurim. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.